the rest of the story. Some of the world's best audiences are soldiers. They crave the escape of entertainment. September of 1845, the U.S. 4th Infantry Regiment arrived at Corpus Christi, Texas, General Zachary Taylor's men, 3,000 of them. In months, the border brawl, which history recalls as the Mexican War, would be underway. For the time being, the long winter, the waiting game. Camp followers rushed in to fill the boredom vacuum. They set up gambling dens to amuse the men. The commanders were not amused. They appealed to Lieutenant John Magruder to provide an alternative recreation, anything to distract the men from vice and gambling. Well, Magruder, a society gentleman from Virginia, had just the idea. A theater. He would instruct the enlisted men to build an 800-seat theater, and the officers would paint the scenery, and the soldiers would be entertained by the finest theatrical productions. Well, the theater was constructed. It opened on a January 8. The infantrymen, seeing their commanding officers buying tickets, bought tickets also, and thus were production costs soon covered. First, the military audiences were treated to a light comedy. Tremendous success. Then the soldiers were offered something rather heavy, a tragedy, Shakespeare's Othello. By now, the men's theatrical taste had become a bit elevated. Their perception of dramatic fine points had been sharpened. But there was something wrong, something imprecise about that Shakespearean production. It was one of the characters, Desdemona. The lovely Desdemona, you know, the gentle, innocent, who said, "A guiltless death I die," as she was smothered in her bed. The object of jealousy and passion, the fair Desdemona, rose above it all while she lived, and yet in the Corpus Christi production of 1846, she was just lacking something. Desdemona was not quite right. The talented Theodoric Porter, who played the part of Othello, was first to come right out and say it. "This Desdemona was uninspiring," he declared. And so, properly to inspire the leading man, the company went in search of a new Desdemona. They found her in New Orleans, a well-known actress named Hart. To Corpus Christi for Zach Taylor's troops, she came, she performed, she conquered. But this is the rest of the story. Before that actress joined the company was comprised entirely of soldiers, men soldiers. As in Shakespeare's time, the role of Desdemona had been performed by a man. The role of Desdemona had been performed by a man. They had dressed a rather good-looking young officer in crinolines and had given him the part. And as a fair young woman, he really did appear smashing. Only in historical perspective is that puzzling. For you see, the young officer's less than success as a dramatic actress was quickly forgiven and forgotten, and history remembers instead the general he became, indeed the president he became. Paul Harvey, are you saying that grizzle-bearded, hard-riding, hard-drinking, cigar-chomping Ulysses S. Grant was an actress? Yep. Now you know the rest of the story.